tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there. It is nice to be back.
All right. You went up to the Red Centre. We'll talk more about that in a sec because we've got some tech travel tips. But first, the Facebook data leak. So check and secure social media accounts, particularly Facebook. Now, what happened first off?
Well, it turns out that there was a problem at Facebook and 500 million account details were leaked online in a massive data breach. Those account details include your name, your phone number, your email address, your account ID, and your bio on there as well. Now, Facebook have come out and said this is an old issue, that it resolved back in 2019, but you can't be too careful. It turns out 7 million Australians have had their data leaked on here as well. There's actually, I think it's over 10 billion around the world people whose email addresses are freely available to buy, so yours might be one of them now. If you head over to my website, there are two links on there. One will tell you how to secure your Facebook account. The other one, if you enter your email address in there as well, it's called Have I Been Pawned? Pawned is a term on the used by techs to say when your email address is freely available to buy. You can put your email address in there and it will come up and tell you if you're part of the Facebook data leak or if your email address is freely available to buy. So I'd urge people to go along and do that.
Yeah, well, no one's immune. Apparently Mark Zuckerberg, his details were...
Mine are available as well. So, yeah, so many people's are.
Mm. All right, so people in the market for a new smartphone, you've got a suggestion on what not to buy.
As I sometimes do. LG used to be really big in smartphones, didn't it, Darren?
Well, I don't know. They're big in fridges. I know that.
Yeah, big and TVs. And TVs. Did used to be big in smartphones and promised all these great smartphones would come out later this year. Turns out they've changed their mind. They're actually going to dump the whole smartphone business. So now they've just got 2% of the global smartphone business compared to Apple's 21%, Samsung 16%. If you do buy an LG smartphone between now and July 31st, they say they will honour all Australian consumer laws and manufacturers' warranties. Yeah. I wouldn't buy one. As soon as a company says, I'm not going to make that product anymore, I always look probably for the last 6 months or 12 months they would have known about it. I just wouldn't touch an LG smartphone at all at the moment. But expect to see them discounted as well.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to some tech travel tips now with half-price fares on and all that. You recently went to the Red Centre. How was your coverage out there?
Mine wasn't too bad at all. Travelling up there, we travelled from Adelaide all the way up. We drove and were in a van and I slept in a tent by the side of the road for a few nights as well. I had Telstra coverage. My other companions had Vodafone and Optus. I had the best coverage bar none. I could get phone coverage and data for probably 70% of the trip up there. So, you know, Vodafone and Optus weren't that great on there as well. Apologies to anybody who's listening about it. Now, if you're roughing it out there, Darren, look for things like camp kitchens in caravan parks on there to charge your devices.
Yeah.
Lots of people make a run for those. Consider charging bricks as well, the power banks that you can go along and buy, great devices as well. And car charging, those cigarette plug-in cigarette lighter ones, sometimes they don't work as well or as quickly as you want on there. So they take a long time. And remember, your camera is the best smartphone that you have.
Yeah.
It's the best your smartphone is the best camera that you have. There you go, I corrected it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you manage to check out Uluru at sunset or sunrise?
Yes, I don't know. I saw it at sunset. So, from the caravan park, was able to see the sun going down. It's wonderful to go along and see it. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to have you back. And again, for that information about the Facebook data leak, to check if your details have been leaked, if you go to Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au, you can follow the links there and find out how to do that. All right, mate. Good to have you back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.
Oh, before we go, the showdown might be a beauty this year. The Crows seem to have... They're a lot better than they have been.
And we take on Richmond this Friday night. Oval. Yep.
Wow, that'll be a great game.
Great last kick by Brisbane last week too.
Hey. All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
See you, Darren.
See ya.